Wait, wait, stop. That's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being, to be true to yourself and be honest with others.
Okay, I don't. So you like married with children?
No.
Why not?
I mean, because I haven't found a wife.
Oh, you're not looking either?
I mean, kind of, but I'm not. I'm kind of in a place where I'm like seeing what God wants me to do with that, because I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like.
So it's not a, is it not a desire in your back of your mind, or are you just,
cause it is, but I'm not saying that I've always had that desire, and I'm also saying that that desire may not, I may not fulfill the desire. So it's like, and that desire may also go. So I don't think the desires of my heart, I believe that if I want something and it matches God's will, like marriage, then so be it, right? I'll do it.
Okay.
And I'll pray for it, and I'll receive it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that's a desire that doesn't fulfill me, or it's not what God calls me to do, then I'll fulfill that desire, you know? I'm kind of just waiting on the Lord and seeing if that's what He wants me to do.
Okay, that makes sense. Are you baptized?
Yes.
Oh, you are. Okay, because... So you'd baptized in that, what's it called? Christian Missionary Alliance?
I think the part of the denomination is under Christian Missionary Alliance. But the church that I go to is,
Oh, cool. I like that. Is it part of, because I've met some people who are on rehab or they became sober again, and they often mention like a New Hope church. Is it a church where people went back to Jesus, like newborn again Christians kind of a thing? Is that what that is about?
It's very, yeah, I mean, that's kind of, we do believe in being born again, yeah.
Okay.
And people, it's a multi, the church I go to is really good. It's a multicultural, multiracial, people come from different backgrounds, like. The day I came to the church was the first day that he was head pastor, that he became head pastor.
That's cool. Good for him. That's great.
Yeah, and it was very, like, exciting because I was like, I knew that God wanted me to be there at that day, you know?
Wow.
And that was so interesting how God works.
Yeah.
Things out like that. It's a mystery.
How about, what would you say, or what is your thoughts about, because I've gone to one of them just to see what, actually not one, a couple of times just to see what it's about, where they have some gay churches.
Yeah, that's usually...
What do you think about
that
those?
It's like, when it comes to, that's a tricky subject because when it comes to the gay identity, it's like all identities fall short to the identity that we have in Christ. So if I have, you know, the definition of homosexuality is like, it's like patterns of attraction or romantic feelings or actions towards someone of the same gender. You know, it's a very like textbook thing.
Yeah.
But if I have a period, the thing of that is temptation comes and goes. It's not something that's indefinite for our finite life. It comes and it goes. And if we put that as our head, like we're gay because we had these feelings, it's really, you're just puffing up the pride and you're puffing up sin. I don't want to go to a church that's like all about sin, you know what I'm saying? it's counterintuitive to work like worshiping Christ and deny, and it talks about denying ourselves. Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up your cross.
Okay, so those people
didn't
used
say,
to like
go
that.
To the club and or go on Grindr. Sorry.
So what you're saying is those churches, they are making excuses to still live in sin in the name of God.
Yeah, almost. You said it better than I could.
I mean, like, yeah, me, I don't like sugarcoating, especially being raised in a very strict religion. If I'm going to live life, and this is why things that you're saying, I recognize it, and I can see both sides of the aisle, like they say, because I've lived both, and also I don't like being a hypocrite and BSing myself and lie to myself, because you can lie to others and they might buy you a lie, but you cannot lie to yourself or to God. So yes. I might as well be truthful and be straightforward. Usually the LGBT group in general I'm not a friend of theirs, because I ask questions and I say things and people get mad.
sorry to hear that.
I mean, it's fine. I'm not, as you mentioned, and like Christians who got persecuted or even death, when you said unfortunately prior, when I was thinking, I was just like, it's not really unfortunate, because when you live for Christ, you let go of your body, right? So therefore, that's why they were okay to die, because you know you're going to be resurrected or reunited with Christ anyway. So what's your body?
Both of those, yeah, exactly. You're going to be resurrected and reunited with Christ, and that's part of, and you're so right, and I think that's part of me, like, trying to not, part of me is still afraid to die, so I think that's...
Well, that's instilled in us since the beginning, too, when you read Genesis, so it makes sense. Yeah, we have that will to live, because I've been,
like,
yeah.
I should fear God above all things.
Yeah.
And I think, instead of fearing my own mortal flesh, it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I do feel that from you, that if it will come to something big like that, you would not fear death. Like,
probably.
On a everyday basis, we do. Of course, you're not going to, like, walk in front of a car. But if your faith is tested, I do feel that you would be ready to meet God. Like, because...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so that makes sense. And it's, God put that in us. It's a will to live. Even animals, like, even a cockroach, you're trying to smack with her shoes running. So so it's a living being thing. So would you say, because I've saw also some things like gay conversion. Have you thought about doing that? Or maybe you're not doing it because, as you mentioned, it's not your identity or the pride part. Have you thought about doing gay conversion so you can, like, so that won't be your sin that you even think about anymore?
I think that's, I mean, that's, again, like a scientific practice that I'm not sure if that really originated out of love, and I'm not sure if that really helped people who, like, if you're talking about, like, because I'm not exactly sure what gay conversion therapy is. Except for, like, what I've heard about, and I don't want to, like, bash it, because, but some of the people who've had gay conversion, like, it didn't work, and they still had time. The thing is, you can't stop temptations, no matter what you do. In this life, you're gonna have temptations no matter what. So if I go, yeah, you can go to therapy if you go to someone who's, like, following God, and you want to learn from them, and you want to talk with them and understand more, and hear their perspective. That's one thing. But to get, like, electric shocks, and when you see, and then they show you images of, like, gay porn, and then they tell you to, like, act a certain way, and do all these weird practices, I think that's going to be more traumatizing than, like, if you go to a regular therapist. I think it's very odd, like, I'm not saying that all gay conversion therapy is like that, but, you know, I would be careful too and research if you're looking into therapy, who you're going to see, and I also think if you have a temptation, you just have to recognize it. And I have it every day, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I have temptations. I look at guys and I'm like, oh, well. And then I realize that's the lust in me. And I'm like, wow, I have to check myself. I have to see, like, why. I have to understand, why am I doing this? Why do I feel like I need to fulfill this lust? And when I do, I realize, like, well, it kind of fades away. It's like I'm resisting, and then the temptation goes away. Like I said, it's there, and then it's not there. And if I deny it, if I have it, right, the initial thought, it happens. God gives you a chance to be like, okay, I can deny it. And once you deny it, it's like you cut it up, and you let God give you the power to trample on it. I don't know if you have you ever experienced that, where you're like, no, I don't want this. Even though, like, your flesh is telling you to go for it, you're like, no.
I can't really give you an answer, as in, because I cannot think of a situation like that.
Okay.
Because I don't have problems with drugs, alcohol, or smoking either. Like, unlike most people who's like, that's their thing. I've learned not to do these things, and I don't bother, how you call it, making it a habit anyway. So,
okay.
I would say sleeping. I want to sleep past 2, and I'm like, I got to get up and live life. I know that's, like, very minimal, but that's the only thing I can think right now. Slothful. to not be sloth. I wanted to mention too, like, one thing I've noticed, as you mentioned how you change and you don't do condemnation, and I applaud you for that, and that's a great growth, because I do remember now, as you were mentioning it, a couple years ago, probably two or three years, because I've often thought about you, and I was like, oh, and then when I did reach out, maybe on Facebook or something, your manner of talking to me then was different than you are now, and so it's been a shift or a change, and as you mentioned, how you've changed with how you deliver things, so that's pretty awesome. That's cool.
That's good.
I wanted to mention that.
Do you struggle with homosexual temptations?
I wouldn't call it a struggle, because it's not something that I...
So you don't have them? Because I do.
Well, what do you mean, though, by... Okay, let me elaborate. So when you ask if I struggle...
asking you to be straight up, like, honest. Like, do you have feelings of sexual attraction towards men?
Oh, yes, I do have that. But struggle, I would say no, because struggle would be like, I'm trying not to, but I am. Is that what you're asking?
Okay, so you're just like, okay, so you accept your homosexual feelings then?
Say that again?
You accept your homosexual feelings and they indulge in them?
I have, yes.
So have I.
So I don't struggle. I wouldn't say struggle.
Right. So, you, okay. Fair enough. So, I'm glad that you're being honest with me, and I know that's not the easiest thing to do. Honestly, I've been in that situation where I've been in the closet before, I've been out of the closet, so I understand how that feels. And trust me, I don't want to talk about, maybe I shouldn't pry too much also into your personal life. I don't want to do that.
No, that's fine. You can talk to me about anything. I actually enjoy this conversation, and I
know some people can feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no, that's not me. I'm pretty, especially after 2020, I'm pretty, I'm like so free. It's crazy. I'm like, talk about anything. Nothing else. I'll tell you this, like, trust me when I say nothing is off the table, if that's the word. I don't get offended. Like, I don't have many, and I know we didn't know each other that deep anyway, and you wouldn't know that about me. I'm someone, like, I'm not sensitive. I don't take things personally. I don't get mad about, like normal stuff you see in people. I'm, like, totally different. So you can talk, ask me about anything you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess, when you have those feelings, if it comes up again, my suggestion, my honest suggestion is that it talks, well, first of all, it says in the Bible, it's like you wrestle with all your thoughts, right? And then submit them under Christ. So imagine, basically, my suggestion is to imagine that Christ is watching you, like, have these thoughts. He's inside your mind. He created you, right?
Yeah.
So, and he understands the human condition. Jesus was tempted by the devil too, in different ways. And he understands our human flesh. So if we wrestle with those things, and we, maybe I meant struggle as if I'm failing often, and I do fail, but more often than not now, than rather than before, I'm doing better because of God, because I'm putting my trust in God, and because I'm wrestling with these thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard to say, because I don't want to sound like I'm doing, like, the best, because I still have the thoughts, and sometimes I indulge in them longer than I should. But sometimes God, thankfully, gives me the strength to resist, even a little bit, even just a tiny bit. I resist, I pull back, and I take a step back, and all of a sudden you see the devil running, fleeing, and it's, the thing is, though, you realize that we have to put ourselves in situations where the devil isn't going to pin us down, you know? Like, we're in a position where it's like, so, I'm not going to go online, or I'm going to not look at things online, or I'm not going to do certain things, because it's like, I know if I could take this one step, then I'm going to end up in someone's bed that I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, in the long run.
Yeah. Yes.
So, my suggestion is, like, that you take, just be conscious of, like, the steps you take. If you do end up in someone else's bed after this conversation, I'm not going to come knocking on your door and, like, no, you guys can't do that. No, no one can really do that.
Jesus will do that.
some societies, they will do that, but not in our American culture, you know? But, you know, but we have the, like, God's giving us grace, right? He's not he doesn't have a severe punishment immediately. He's giving us a chance to withstand temptation. Some people don't have that option, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, God uses other people to take them out for all different kinds of sins that we take for granted, that we have a chance to be redeemed by God. So I'm just saying, like, take every moment that you have a temptation, whether it's, like, small or big. Moment, because he's the one that really satisfies us. If we try to satisfy the flesh, it's only going to, he doesn't really satisfy us. It's temporary, and the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. But if we are fulfilled with Christ, we have eternal life. You remember when the woman at the well, she was saying, like, oh, well, I pray and I do this and I do that. But the thing is, with the woman in the well, Jesus was like, hey, you've had five husbands, and the one you have right now is not your husband. It wasn't her first. She was saying that it was not her first husband, and it wasn't to condemn her, but it was just to show her her reality, you know? And he was like, if you drink of the well, or if I'll give you a spring of life that's, you know, it's constant. Like, he used the metaphor of the well, a spring of water that just continually comes up to eternal life, because they'll never, and he said, you'll never thirst again. Basically, if you have my spirit, if you have me in your life, you won't have, and you trust, put your trust in your whole mind, body, spirit, and soul, and try with all your might to go through that narrow door of resisting temptation.
Yeah.
And doing the best you can. And knowing that the best you can do is only through the power of God. And you'll never thirst again. That's where, like, the suffering, long-suffering, and suffering for righteousness is, like, kind of, he kind of calls us to do that. It's not easy. It's the hardest thing to do, to resist temptation, basically to let our flesh die in a way where we're not fulfilling our flesh.
Yeah.
In ways that we know are sinful.
Right. Which part of the Bible do you follow? Meaning that, do you follow the Old Testament or the New Testament? Or what's the balance? Because I'm asking that question based on prior, where, let's say, those people with gay identities, and then they go to church and it says, well, New Testament, they said Jesus never talked about homosexuality, and that's why they're part of them. And the old one talked about it and how Jesus abolished the old ways. So all these kind of things. I don't know if you went through that study. Like, and also, like, let's say Jews now, because you mentioned about Jews, how shellfish or this and that, people don't do it. But it seems like religion is picking and choosing. How do you fall into that in the practice of the Bible yourself?
I try to follow it all, because I know that Jesus, although, like, there's things, some things are, it's hard to say, because, like, yeah, I know that there's things like, oh, you can't eat pork, you can't eat shellfish, you can't wear clothing with mixed fabrics, and, like,
yeah, and Sabbath, and all this stuff, like, yeah.
Right, yeah. So there's a lot of things of that nature, and it says Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. And a lot of those were ceremonial laws that God was using to basically prepare his people to save his people. Although that they didn't even have Christ yet, you know? But once we realize that Christ died, we understand, like, he gave his whole life. So that's what he meant by, like, fulfilling the flesh. Now, am I going to call someone out, like, rudely for wearing someone of mixed fabrics? No, because I wear mixed fabrics every day. I'm not going to be a hypocrite, you know?
So why do you do that in a sense? Like,
why do I
what's
wear
your
these fabrics?
yeah,
I
what's
don't.
your pass?
So, okay, exactly. Good question. I don't have a good pass. I do, and like I say, I fall under the short of glory of God every day. If people sin every day, but there's some sins that are obviously greater than others.
How
And then
so? Did the
if
Bible say that?
you're can
Well, I know some people say the
all sin
Bible
is
says.
the wages of death, but I'm not dying for wearing a polyester shirt, because if it's a ceremonial law, it's not. I don't believe. See, like I don't think that's a sin. Certain things aren't sinful, but
Okay.
if we know something to be sin, and we do it, and we know something to be wrong and we do it, or know something that we don't want to do but we do it, then it's a sin. Homosexuality is one of those things, and like that you know is wrong in your heart, but you know, we still do it anyway, sometimes.
Okay, that makes
Hold on one
sense.
second.
Yeah.
I had to blow my nose.
Yes. I had a question for you because you mentioned about heartbreak and what happened when you meet a guy and it doesn't fall right. This is why I was asking if you're married, because I was thinking if you, I know you don't have an identity with that sexuality thing, but let's say
I
if
did. I did have one.
you did have one, yeah. So,
I was out in the closet. When I met you, I was like openly gay.
yeah. So if you would date women when God tells you to, like, wouldn't you don't think straight people have those things like heartaches or breakups and things not go leading anywhere, or is it a gay thing? I'm just curious.
I think it's a different situation because I think men and women are, I mean, that's a different conversation, but I do believe there is a difference between men and women. Although we are created like equally, we have different
Yeah.
attributes to us,
Yeah.
and we react to things differently because that's the way that God designed us.
Yeah.
And that's why, so dating a man is, I think it's a different situation, different kind of heartbreak than. But I never dated a woman before, so I don't know. I don't know what that heartbreak feels like if that separation happens, or if you go through multiple women and like and you it doesn't satisfy you and you're just filling your soul with fornication and sex,
Yeah.
and that's all that's your God right there is the sex. I don't
Yeah.
know what that feels like either, but I'm sure that that's painful when you come to that realization that. You know, that someone's soul, one person's soul wasn't enough for you to like connect with. Because God's design in Genesis, like you know, it's one man and one woman, and that was it talks about that. So I think I'm not saying I think there's different situations that lead different problems when it's two people of the same gender going. Coming together, it's different issues. Because one, because it goes against God's design as for
Yeah.
one man and one woman.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at heterosexual relationships, I haven't experienced yet. I think I'm also not looking for multiple. I'm just looking for one. But that's, you know, if. Even there can be, you can have problems in a monogamous relationship. Everybody has problems. Everyone has temptations. Temptations are not reserved for homosexual people. Everyone has temptations, you know? If and the thing is, I don't even like to say homosexual people because it's just people. Even though, like, yeah, I guess it is a thing, but. Because people are literally self-describing themselves as homosexuals, which I don't kind of.
Right.
I wish people would take that label off themselves and give themselves a chance to follow Christ.
Yeah, I don't live that way. I don't, I'm not, as like I mentioned, I think in the beginning, because you're trying to find out who you are, but
You try it out, exactly, yeah.
yeah,
I didn't
years
have that
later,
experience.
years later, I'm like, I'm not part of that community. I think mostly because I'm not welcome anyway because of how I think.
Good. That's... Put your identity in Christ first. Don't worry about labels.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
Totally.
And also, if someone's... I can't say, like, there's... The thing is, if you're not homosexual then, now that we got rid of that label, and if you're hetero, like, and if someone was heterosexual, it doesn't make them any better, you know?
Yeah, I don't think straight people walk around thinking they're straight. I could be wrong, but but yeah. It seems like it's not a thing. I'm gonna go soon, but I had a question for you. I was curious. I appreciate that you text me back, and I get to know about you, and I get to learn about your life discovery and about Jesus Christ and how good it's making your life, and I'm very happy for you about that. And I'm grateful that you messaged me. When I messaged you, because as I mentioned, like, I've often thought about you, and that's why I text what I did text. And then when you said you weren't interested, and I was just like, okay. And I didn't want to, I'm not a creep. I don't want to, like, keep pestering someone, like, and whatever. So I did delete your contact. And then when you messaged me, I kind of, like, based on what you said, I was like, who else that I know would say those things? But I wanted to make sure if it's like you or not. And yeah, and I do appreciate that. As I mentioned, I don't get offended by things. Whenever I get human interaction, I'm grateful for it, because I know that everyone's a son of God. And so why reject another son of God? Like, whatever someone has to say, especially you have a God message too. And so... But I had a curious question. I was like, oh, like, I don't even remember when we text, because I did delete your text. I delete your contact and everything, because I didn't want to annoy you again, whatever.
Nah. You can text me.
But thank you. But I was curious, like, why did you come back to say what you said instead of, like, or deleting my number or whatever?
I don't think I deleted your number. I think I don't know. Well, how do I say this? Yeah, I don't think I did.
No, basically I'm asking, like, why didn't you, like, even before, I think when I messaged you years ago.
Why did I text you back?
Yeah, why you text me back instead of just, like, either deleting it or forgetting about it? Because, like, even years prior, as I mentioned, like, the first time I messaged you and then you told me you are into God and all this stuff. Like, I think back then you weren't, to my experience, I'm not saying you were doing that, but in my experience, you weren't as talkative as you were. You were just like, tell me, basically you were saying, as you mentioned prior, like, you were saying, hey, this is wrong and this is it. And then you were just like left. Like, you weren't, you know, conversation
Wait,
then.
Did I tell you about God before?
Yeah, you did, but it wasn't a conversation. It was a telling.
that's kind of funny. Well, I guess.
Yeah, so I was, like, curious to why you messaged me now, yeah.
I think it takes a lot of time and experience to I just felt convicted. I was like, God wants me to say something. I can't just be like, deny, like, oh, I'm not interested, and then, like, okay, so what, like... You know, obviously, I'm not interested. It's not a big deal, right? You're not taking offense to it. You're over it. I'm over it.
So
I've been rejected, and I'm like, well, I have to give him. Okay, so one thing, I'm not interested, but what else can I give this person? You know, it just, like, at least I could tell him about, like, how I became. I just took it as an opportunity to, like, tell you about God. You know, and you already know a lot about God, which is surprising. So, you know, I was a little, I don't remember if you ever mentioned that you were in Jehovah's Witness before, but that's interesting.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear more about that in the future. But
I'm also a religious scholar without the degree, because I do know about most major religion, and I do know a lot of stuff. out of curiosity. That's the type of person that I am. I feel like God put me on this earth. Why am I going to be closed-minded and not knowing things, especially when Google exists?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just felt like God was telling me to tell you about God, and, like, you know, that's why. Everyone needs salvation, right? So...
Oh, great. I appreciate that, and thank you. And as I mentioned, I wanted to make sure, as I texted you, I want to respect where you are, and yeah, because that's what I'm about, is respecting other people and basically loving. I actually practice. That's when you're asking the question with the struggles part. I practice a lot of stuff, even with the non pork eating. I'm not doing it. I'm doing it scientific wise because it makes sense. Pork has disease, and especially pork belly, and especially in all this stuff. So it's like I do things in a practical way, like with the clothing part. There's some fabrics I don't wear, not because. And then I feel like a lot of Bible stuff were practical, and even to this day, like some, I don't remember which fabrics, but I tend to like to wear either wool or cotton. But some other fabrics, they're not healthy for your skin. It's not breathable. It gives you rashes. And so in that part, I practice it because it makes sense. And it's like, duh. Or even shellfish. Like, people who eat shellfish raw get parasites. And so obviously, people back then in the Bible a long time ago, or God knew what he was talking about. But now we understand why. But people still do it. Like, I was researching something, how there's a lot of people walking around with parasites inside them. That's why a lot of people are obese, so they have gut, like this big belly thing, because of parasites. Because, yeah, people love eating pork belly and shellfish, because that's where they come from. So there you go.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, it's practical. Same with, as you mentioned, with, let's say, a homosexual lifestyle, or even, like, any flesh things. Because if you do anything flesh, like, you might get a disease, and you might get your heart break. And also, I have practiced in my life that my body is a temple. I'm not saying I have not hooked up. But when I hooked up, my purpose was to have a mate. But, you know, it also ups to the other person. If the other person don't want me as their mate, then I have to start base one all over again. And so treating your body like a temple is a good thing for yourself. Of course, like if you do it for God and religion. But it's practical, too. So, yeah. Thank you for telling me about everything that you did and about God. I appreciate that, and that's a sign of, what's that thing called? A sign of love, also a gesture of love. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm gonna go because I have to go, and I appreciate your time talking to me and such.
Okay. All right, thank you for the call. Stay in touch. Text me whenever you want.
All right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate you. Okay, bye. All
right, bye.